Nuisance, high pressure and floats which trips. A tripping safety is reporting a real event, even when it doesn't make sense. How to chase intermittent high pressure and condensate float switch trips back to their actual cause instead of jumpering the switch or calling it a bad sensor. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Two of the most common nuisance lockouts a tech gets called for. The high pressure switch that trips the system off sometimes into a hard lockout and the condensate float switch that kills cooling when it senses water. The customer calls them nuisance trips because the system runs fine afterward. The dangerous instinct, and you'll be tempted by it, is to decide the switch is bad, jumper it out, or replace it and leave. Here's the rule that keeps you out of trouble. A safety switch trips because a condition crossed its threshold. It is doing exactly what it's designed to do. The fact that you can't see the condition now means it's intermittent, not that it's false. Your job is to find the event that tripped it, not to silence the switch. How it works. High pressure switch opens when head pressure exceeds its set point, commonly in the ballpark of about 600 plus psi cutout on R4 tenor systems, with an auto or manual reset depending on design. It's protecting the compressor and the high side from a pressure spike. An intermittent high pressure trip means head pressure is occasionally spiking that high, which on a system that looks fine usually means it only happens under a specific condition. The hottest part of the day. A moment of lost condenser airflow, fan dropping out, cycling. A transient overcharge effect, or a brief restriction slash airflow event on the indoor side that backs pressure up. Condensate float switch opens when the water level in the drain pan or the secondary pan rises. It's preventing an overflow that would damage the structure. An intermittent float trip means the drain occasionally can't keep up. A partially clogged drain line that backs up only at high condensate production, humid days, long runtimes, a slime slash biofilm growth that intermittently blocks flow. A trap problem, a slightly off-level pan, or a secondary pan filling because the primary is overflowing. Both switches share the same diagnostic truth. The trip is a symptom of an upstream condition that comes and goes. In the field, for intermittent high-pressure trips, believe the head is spiking. Find the condition. Don't start from the switch is bad. Start from head pressure hit about 600 psi. When and why? Watch it under the worst conditions. Run it on the hottest part of the day, closed up the way it normally sits. Watch head pressure climb toward the cutout. If it spikes only at peak ambient, you've got marginal heat rejection, slightly dirty coil, weak slash slow fan, recirculation crossing the line at peak load. Verify the condenser fan stays running. A condenser fan that intermittently drops out, weak cap, thermal tripping motor, loose connection lets head pressure rocket in seconds, trips the switch. Then the fan restarts and everything looks fine when you arrive. Clamp the fan and watch it through a full cycle. Wiggle test its connections. Check the indoor airflow side too. A blower that occasionally slows, a filter that's borderline, or a coil starting to ice can back pressure up. High side trips can originate indoors. Roll out overcharge and a dirty coil with subcooling and condensing over ambient. See the high head differential. Note whether it auto resets or hard locks. A hard lockout that needs a reset means it tripped and the board latched it. Pull any fault history. For intermittent float switch trips, confirm it's the float, not something else. Trace the float's wiring. Many are wired in series with a thermostat Y or the 24 volts common, so a trip kills cooling. Verify the float is the device opening the circuit. Check the water side. Pour water into the pan and watch it drain. Slow drain equals partial clog. Flush the drain line and clear the trap. Blow it out or vacuum it. Biofilm is the usual intermittent culprit. It grows, blocks, gets pushed clear, regrows. Check the level and the trap. A pan that's not level pools water to one side and trips early. A missing or dry trap can cause air problems that back water up. A trap that's too shallow won't hold against the blower's negative pressure. Figure out why it only trips sometimes. High humidity equals more condensate equals a marginal drain. That's fine on a dry day, backs up on a humid one. Long runtimes heat wave produce more water than a partly clogged line can pass. The intermittency is the clue. It correlates with condensate volume. If the secondary pan float is tripping, the primary is overflowing. That's the float doing its ultimate job. Find why the primary drain failed. Don't just clear the secondary. Normal values and targets. Orientation only. High pressure cutout R4 tenor, commonly around about 600 to 650 psi open. Resetting lower, often manual or board controlled lockout after repeated trips. Always confirm the unit's spec. Set points vary. Condensing temp over ambient, about 15 to 25 degrees healthy. If head is climbing toward cutout while condensing over ambient is also high, the heat rejection side is the problem. Condensate production, A cooling coil can produce surprising volumes on a humid day, gallons per day in humid climates. A drain that's okay at low load can be overwhelmed at high load. Drain slope. Condensate lines need continuous downhill fall to drain by gravity. A flat or back-pitched run holds water and grows blockages. Common faults and what they mean. HB trips only at peak ambient. Marginal heat rejection coil, fan. Recirculation crossing the cutout at the hottest conditions. HB trips with a condenser fan dropping out. Intermittent fan motor or fan capacitor or connection. Head rockets when the fan stops. HB trips after the indoor coil ices or airflow drops. Indoor side restriction backing up the high side. HB hard lockout, no obvious cause on arrival. It spiked earlier. Pull fault history then chase the heat rejection or airflow condition. Float trips on humid days slash long run-ins only. Partially clogged drain or biofilm that only backs up at high condensate volume. Secondary pan float trips. Primary drain has failed and water reached the backup. Fix the primary. Float trips right after a filter change or service. Something disturbed trap, slope, pan level during the work, or the system is now running more. Tech tips and gotchas. Never leave a safety jumpered. Bypassing a high pressure switch or float to prove it's the switch is fine for a momentary test with you standing there, but it must come back, and you must find the real cause. A jumpered HB switch can lead to a ruptured line or a dead compressor. A jumpered float leads to water damage and a furious customer. Intermittent does not equal false. The single biggest mistake is concluding bad switch. Switches do fail, but assume the condition is real until you've genuinely ruled it out under the worst case conditions. That intermittency is your best clue. Correlate it. HB trips at peak heat equals heat rejection. Float trips on humid days equals condensate volume vs drain capacity. Let the pattern point you. A condenser fan that thermals out is a classic phantom HB trip. It runs fine while you watch for 10 minutes, then heat soaks and drops out at minute 30, head spikes, switch trips, fan cools and restarts. Log it or stay long enough. On float jobs, clear the whole drain including the trap, treat the biofilm, and check pan level and slope. Blowing the line clear once doesn't help if slime regrows in a week. Address the cause so it doesn't come back as a callback. And a tech-induced off-level pan from a prior service is a common new intermittent. Safety slash code notes. A high-pressure switch protects against dangerous overpressure. Never defeat it as a fix. Repeated trips can damage the compressor and high side. Condensate, disposal and overflow protection are governed by code. Secondary drains slash pans and float switches are required in many installations. See the applicable mechanical code section for condensate and the float slash secondary pan requirements. The float is a code-mandated safety, not an optional nuisance device. Live circuit safety on fan and control checks, rated meters, PPD, bleed capacitors before handling the fan motor terminals. Water near electrical equipment is a hazard. Address overflow conditions promptly and check for any water that reached the air handler's electrical components.